Starseed Energy Radio, and we are at the top of the hour. And now we're joined by our next guest, all the way from Hawaii. We have Crystal Lynn Lober, a singing crystal bowl artist and sound healing practitioner using alchemy and master alchemy singing crystal bowls, which I love. I have some here at the house. I love playing them. I play them every day. She brings to her work a rich history of training, self-study, and hands-on experience. She has trained with many talented and gifted teachers, including Beverly Ann Wilson, Lee Ann Phillips, and with the visionary Tom Kenyon. She has completed Octutonics certification and is a certified clinical hypnotherapist in the Washington State. Her website is crystalharmonics.com, and she's going to talk to us about some amazing things in a new temple that they just opened up also in Hawaii. With that, Crystal, thanks for coming on the show. How are you?
I'm really well. Aloha.
Aloha. So let's start off by first telling the listeners a little bit about yourself, Crystal. How did you first get into even metaphysics, spirituality, crystal bowls? Were you into this kind of stuff from a young age, or did you have a certain event or awakening that sort of happened?
I probably back in the 80s when I started working with crystals, and the awakening was really just picking one up and just feeling it. You know, it really spoke with me. And that was an amethyst, the first stone I actually picked up and felt something from. And I had been involved with meditation and a group for a few years, and I really was connecting in through meditation with the crystals.
It's amazing because I always carry a crystal on me, no matter where I go, because of that exact reason. When you pick up these crystals, you could feel whether it's energy, heat, tingles, heartbeat, everyone feels something different. The kids that I give them to, they could feel them all the way up to their shoulder, some of them, or their whole bodies, because they're so sensitive to that energy. And it's a really good tool to help awaken people that aren't awakened or open to this kind of stuff, because when they feel something, or they sense something, or like you said, you know, have this experience just holding a crystal where it talked to you, then obviously you can't even tell your own brain that that experience didn't happen, and, you know, open the sense box goes, and down the rabbit hole you go, dealing with energy and things like that. So it's amazing because just a little simple thing like that, like a crystal, can just spark that light inside someone and help that awakening process.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you have this amazing new temple that you opened up in Hawaii, the Singing Bowl Temple. We're going to talk about that a little bit, and also about the alchemy and the singing bowls. But first, I'd like to talk a little bit about, like, the alchemy, the history about what they are, what they do when you play these singing bowls for people. And it's you and your husband that also has this temple, correct? It's the two of you?
Yes. My husband is Robert Lober. And he is an architect as well as an artist.
And he was the one who actually designed the temple, correct? You're telling me all about it and the beautiful, amazing pictures on the website.
Oh, yeah. He did it. He is the architect. He is the designer. And he has spent a lot of time, you know, just in the whole thought process of how to best create a space where people can come in and be really comfortable. People from any walk of life can walk in and, you know, just enjoy the design, enjoy the space, and experience the bowls was our primary focus.
Excellent.
The design.
And the pictures, you could see the detail and just the craftsmanship that was put into it. When I first saw the pictures, I was with a friend, and I was like, oh, my gosh, unbelievable, the woodwork. And that's great. So just hang on for a second right there. We're just going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we want to hear more about the alchemy, the singing bowls, what they do, the vibrations, and more about the temple. So hang on, Crystal. We'll be right back. Here is some more Destiny Lab. Enjoy.
Hovering quietly, gliding on a beam. Free to believe anything meant to imagine. What we conceive is something less that could happen. Can we achieve anything close to creation? Nothing except our own manipulation. Generation after generation after generation, it's the same. Repeat what has been made. Nothing's new under the sun, it's just forgotten, buried into dust, rotten. Are we a species with amnesia, or do we choose to ignore what the ancients tried to teach?
A Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Way and many of your products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Way. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it's also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Way, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone. And I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the way, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your way is better than candy. I should know. Today, they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Way is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
It's here. Ormus Water. Now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store. WinFox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take WinFox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. WinFox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at WinFox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild-harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order WinFox Organic Herbal Blends, visit starseedenergyradio.com/store.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio, and we're joined by Crystal all the way from Hawaii talking about the Crystal Singing Bowls and this amazing sound temple that her and her husband built, and talking about the alchemy of Crystal Singing Bowls. CrystalHarmonics.com is her website. So, Crystal, let's jump into that about the actual alchemy of the singing bowls. Could you break down the listeners, or a lot of listeners out there, that don't even know what alchemy may even mean? We have a lot of young listeners, so if you could talk like you talk to a teenager, explain the alchemy of these crystal bowls, vibrationally what they do, and the elements that are used to create them.
Okay. Alchemy is the marriage of two different things. Like, for the bowls, we have different elements and gemstones. Say we have citrine and crystal. And so when you fuse these items together, they become an alchemy. They become something new. Does that explain it correctly enough for you or clearly?
Yeah,
enough?
Absolutely.
So vibrationally, they are the two different items, but they're also something new. And it's a new creation.
And that's how these bowls are created by different elemental alchemies like quartz crystal, amethyst,
citrine, diamond, zestulite, apophyllite. We have gold, silver. Some of them are master alchemy bowls, which have multiple gemstones or minerals involved. And those are quite amazing to experience. And each one speaks to us differently. You know, each person experiences the alchemy differently. It's very different with each person. I work with, you know, many bowls that are the same, and I work with a lot of different groups. But it's interesting to listen to how the bowls speak to each person on a different level, and sound differently, too.
And when you talk about when they speak to these people, you're talking about vibrationally how they affect them.
Yes, like one person may experience it, you know, very physically, and another person may experience it more emotionally. Mm. And someone else may have like a very spiritual experience, you know. It may be very metaphysical or, you know, otherworldly. And, you know, all these experiences are very real and each different. But it's one particular bowl that may be speaking to each person differently.
And why add these different elements? Why make these singing bowls with these different stones and elements?
You know, I think that the consciousness of the mineral kingdom has agreed to come into this form to start speaking with us, to help us in the ascension process, to bring us into a more clearer picture of our consciousness and our connection to all that is.
And when you fuse these different elements together, are you fusing the different consciousness and healing properties of them? So you may have one bowl that can heal like your immune system or something like that, and another bowl that heals or opens your third eye. When you put these things together, is it like combining the consciousness? How does it work like that?
You know, it could be different for each person. I think what the consciousness of the bowl is doing is helping us to connect with our knowing. And in that, you know, we're all things. We're all the properties of all that is. And so the consciousness is really teaching us to remember our knowing and that we all have the possibilities to connect in with all that is and create our healing experiences at any time that we wish. It really is a teaching, you know, that we're being presented with the consciousness of these minerals and gemstones in the crystal kingdom.
And these crystal singing bowls, vibrationally, what do they do to the human body when you play them?
Well, you know, it's vibration, so it's passing through our water, through our tissue, through our cells, our organs, into our bones, which, you know, is a place that we carry our ancestral knowledge. It's also a place often where we are where our deepest traumas and dramas are being held. And when the vibrations are passing through these cells, they're moving and generating energy in these areas that may have crystallized or may have kind of gotten stuck, where we might be stuck in our lives, where we might be stuck with an old memory or an old drama or trauma, that it helps us to release it. You know, we can have a memory, but we don't need to constantly relive it. And so part of that consciousness and the healing aspect that I use with sound is to help people release that aspect so that they can have more room and more life in their body and in their going on into their lives. I've seen many, many things happen with sound. So I never like to put a lot of, I don't like to ask, you know, tell people what they're going to experience. It's more about creating a space where they can have their experience, you know.
Sure. And I've seen so many people myself personally just react differently from these crystal bowls. It's unbelievable. Some people cry. Some people cough up black stuff from pain and trauma, like you said, coming up, and it's some people will cry of happiness. Some of you know, it's amazing what vibration these things sort of liquefy, our all the way down to our core of everything, emotional stuff, and all the other stuff you explain. They're quite powerful. One of the most powerful transformational tools I have seen thus far. And now you have this new sound temple. Tell us about the new sound temple, the grand opening. What can people do there and experience there?
Well, the intention about putting this place together here on Kauai, the island of Kauai, which is a very beautiful healing place to begin with, is so that people can come in and experience sound for probably the first time. We want to mainstream sound healing so that anyone who comes on vacation in Kauai or can just walk in and feel completely comfortable and have a chance to experience the crystal bowls and the alchemy bowls for the first time. And, you know, we've been open 1 month, and it's amazing how many people from all walks of life are coming in and experiencing sound and love it, are connecting with it, have emotional moments, you know, like, you know, hearing a bowl for the first time can definitely bring tears to some people's eyes because they're speaking to you on a soul level. And it's wonderful that we're really trying to get this into the mainstream, you know. I've often wondered, you know, how we could do it. And by creating this space, you know, I'm seeing it.
And this temple, you had different workshops where people can come in and play the bowls themselves, or is it more a lot of meditation workshops, or all different types of?
Well, for now, we do a weekly sound, and it's a crystal bowl experience, and it is a meditation. It's a time when people come in, they may lay down, or they may sit, and they get to experience several groups of harmonic groups of bowls that we've put together, and an activation in a way, because they're really beautiful frequencies to experience for the first time. And we are doing a couple classes. One is a two-hour introduction to crystal bowls, and it's a circle of fifths that I like to teach people with because it helps to give people a chance to learn how to play the bowls, play a bowl with a person, you know, in the middle, experience it, and also to have the experience of the bowl being played on them and around them. So it's kind of like it's learning what a sound healing may feel like, and by participating in it as well as by feeling it. And
it's sort of like the event that they did at the Crystal Tones when we were out in Tucson a few weeks ago, where it was like Meet Your Bowlmate, where people can come and try the different bowls and experience them for themselves. That was real fun. People had a good time doing that and experience with that. So that's like you said, the way to do it. People need to have their own experience, have their own interaction with these beings, with these crystal bowls, with this consciousness, so they can experience for themselves and then take it from there. Getting it more mainstream is absolutely very important and imperative because they're healing technologies that mostly either mainstream media or whoever ignores things like this, but there's been a lot of studies and there's been a lot of Western medical doctors that have been using these crystal bowls. Now, do you have any particular people or any doctors or any stories like that that you could tell us of people that have used these crystal bowls for different healings and any amazing stories behind it?
Well, I guess the kind of exciting thing is that one of the first customers I had was a psychiatrist. And then I've had several therapists come in and get very excited about wanting to use these bowls with, you know, some of their groups. You know, one in particular for post-traumatic stress, maybe with some vets, which I was really excited about. And that particular therapist was pretty excited about, too. Since I don't have their permission to use their names, I won't be using their names, of course, but I really welcome anybody who wants to come into the temple and our place here on Kauai to come, and I'm happy to speak with them at length and let them experience and show them how the bowls work and can work with, you know, folks who have, you know, certain stresses and...
Let's talk more about Chris when we get back. We got to take a quick commercial break.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. We're joined by Crystal all the way from Hawaii with crystalharmonics.com. Crystal is a singing crystal bowl artist and sound healing practitioner. Her training has been diverse with a primary focus on consciousness and the mind-body connection. She's been working with sound, which is a life path that has allowed Crystal to align with her visionary and healing gifts, and you can find out more information about the singing bowls and their amazing temple in Hawaii at crystalharmonics.com. So we have about 4 or 5 minutes left, Crystal, and before we went to break, you were inviting people out to the temple and to take part. And for all the listeners out there that aren't familiar with crystal bowls, or how can people in other places get in contact or in tune with these crystal bowls? Any suggestions for people if they want to experience these themselves? In other cities?
It's a good thing that you're asking that question, and it reminds me to let people know that right now on our website, we just uploaded some free sample clips of about 2 minutes each of several of the bowl sets that we work with so that they could actually experience the crystal bowls and the harmonics and the beautiful voices that you can hear out of these bowls. And each of the clips is accompanied by which bowls are being played and the alchemy of the bowl. So I recommend people to visit the website and experience the sound. They were done in a professional studio here on island, And Will Vidgate was my sound engineer, and he did an amazing job miking the bulls. So you're hearing the real bull, authentic bull, and you'll also hear the instrument that I use to play the bulls, which is a suede-covered stick and our wand, we call it, and that's what I use to play the bulls. So you're going to hear the full effect. I recommend that people use earphones when they listen to the clips and to not be driving.
Yeah, and that's a warning I've heard from a lot of people, actually, and that is a great example of what people can do. So all the listeners out there, check out their website, and you can download some of this and experience it. And when I was in Tucson, they have so many different DVDs, and there's crystal bowls with electronic music, and there's crystal bowls with jazz, and crystal bowls with, pretty much anything you could put it with, because they carry such a unique vibration frequency, and you could sort of it just carries its own, and it could blends with any type of music. I've seen singing in opera, it's been unbelievable, the diversity of music and how crystal bowls is incorporated with it. And you also create some of this music yourself, you and your husband?
I do, and I have a CD coming out in a few weeks, and it's mainly for the people who've been asking to have like a 60-minute experience with the bowls so that they can, you know, put it into their work and their practices. Say someone who does Reiki or massage therapy, or simply someone who wants to just have a one-hour, you know, sound experience with the bowls.
Well, you actually sent me a little clip of the Cryon bowls, which is one of their most high alchemy bowls that they create, and we have that queued up here at the station, so we're going to take a minute, the next minute, with Crystal live in the air, and we're going to play this for all the listeners out there. So before we do this, everyone should close their eyes, take a deep breath in, and just start to slow down your breathing, and just sit back and just listen to these sounds and see how they resonate with you, or see if you sense something or feel something or your third eye. And we'll take these next 60 seconds and go ahead and play this. So take a deep breath in, and we'll start playing it. With that, unfortunately, we're out of time, Crystal, but thank you for coming on the air and sharing your information about the bowls. And, of course, your website is crystalharmonics.com. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, too, for having us here today. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And here's some more Destiny Lab. We'll be right back.
Like an alien invasion, spiritual war of the world's attack on our souls. Every will puts us at the controls. You hear the knocking? Are you forgiven, saved? Your sins forgotten?
innocent for mortals? Or can we rise to a place, paradise that's eternal? Be born again with no sin and no pain.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's One World, W-H-E-Y.com.
Starseed Energy Radio with Jonah Bold is a cosmic radio show with a mix of riveting new electronic and world music, along with updates and interviews. Starseed Energy Radio covers the latest in world news, earth changes, global events, updates on 2012, spiritual and galactic news. The radio show is focused on doing interviews to help mind, body, and soul. Ranging from self-sustainability, spirituality, esoteric topics, holistic practitioners, intuitive individuals, and healers. Featuring groundbreaking conscious content that includes environmental and social change movements, activism, and getting people more actively involved with community to raise awareness. Plus, new independent music every week and live special guest musicians. Hear the colors and see the music. Awaken. The time is now. Check out
StarseedEnergyRadio.com. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. Now we're going to jump to our next guest who has been on the show before. But first I just want to give a shout out to the last commercials that were played, because the One World Way is awesome and people hear these commercials and just want people to know that I do take this stuff and it's good stuff, like the water filtration bottle. I have one, the One World Way. I mean, this stuff is real. The RNA drops, I took my RNA drops today. You can get a free sample. Just call Ginny up. Tell her you're a listener to the show. She'll send you some free samples. The Herbal Blends, WinFox. So this is good stuff. So I just want to plug that, because we have this stuff on the show and in our store, because it helps. It's helping you either clear your immune system or detoxify yourself or clear the water. These things are helping us fight all the chemicals and pollutions in our atmosphere. We're being poisoned on all different levels. So really, this stuff works. I take it myself, all these things that are in the store. So just check that stuff out. With that, we have Dr. Boyd Purcell joining us on the show. He is a national board certified counselor, a licensed professional counselor, an ordained Christian minister, and a board certified chaplain. Educationally, he has a Bachelor of Science degree in Comprehensive Social Studies. He has a Master's of Arts degree in Counseling, a Master of Divinity degree in Biblical Studies, and a Doctorate of Philosophy degree in the Integration of Psychology and Theology. In terms of experience, Dr. Purcell has over 40 years of ministry and counseling, agency, clinical, pastoral, psychiatric hospital, school, substance abuse, private practice, and chaplaincy, providing spiritual care at the end of life for hospice patients. Healing Spiritual Terrorism is his website, and he has been on the phone on the show before, like I said, and it's great to have him back with that. Dr. B, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing quite well, Jonah. Good to be back with you.
Yeah. We've stayed in contact over the last couple of years, and it's really good to finally hear you have your new book out. But I want to just take a little bit of time first, a couple minutes, if you would, just to talk about your first book, Healing Spiritual Terrorism, how that book came to be. I know that your story itself with which was watching people pass, and you watched this fear in them that they were going to burn in hell, and they weren't going to heaven because they didn't think they lived a good life, and this horrible thing that you witness when people are in such shock and fear because of what religion puts into them, that they don't live a good life, they're going to burn in hell forever, and people just, you know, die like that, and it's horrible, horrible, and that's, I know, part of your story, but if you would just share to the listeners your story and how your first book came to be, Healing Spiritual Terrorism.
Well, thank you. You said that pretty well. May I say this, as far as the website for that book, it is healingspiritualterrorism.com. The title of the book is Spiritual Terrorism. The subtitle is Spiritual Abuse from the Womb to the Tomb. And spiritual terrorism is the most extreme form of spiritual abuse. I'd say almost everyone who's a Christian has been spiritually abused. Some a lot less, some a lot more than others. And those have been most severely abused, as I was growing up. I've been spiritually terrorized. So I came late in life to being a hospice chaplain, about 50 years of age. But I grew up starting at age 8 in a fundamental Christian church in which I was just absolutely terrorized by the hellfire and the preaching, very graphic descriptions of hell, literal fire, people writhing in indescribable agony forever and ever and ever. And there was no salvation by grace. If you did get saved by grace, you could easily lose your salvation with all the legalism that the church taught. For example, if you had a drink of alcohol of any kind, beer, wine, whiskey, you go straight to hell for that. If you went to a movie or a dance or you played cards or you smoked, all these legalisms were part of it. And it didn't just happen to me. This is still happening to people today, even as we are speaking. There are tens of millions of people living in this kind of Christianity, living in fear of God. Now, when you're young and healthy, you kind of put these horrible images of God on the back burner, the back of your mind, or push it down into your unconscious mind. But as one gets older, and along the way, things will cause these things to pop up in your mind. But then people tend to get, they push them down, and when they pop up again, they get a heavier lid to hold them in place. And as people get older, and then they get sick, and they go to the doctor, and they get a terminal diagnosis, like a hospice patient's, then it's a horrifying thing to think you're very soon probably going to meet this tyrannical God that you heard about so many years ago. And if God is like you've been taught, then you are in deep doo-doo, and you're probably going to get burned in hell, for roasted in hell forever. And it's not like 50 billion years after 50 billion or 100 billion or a zillion years. And the first second of eternity still hasn't elapsed. It's going to go on forever. And for people who think about that, that is really terrifying.
And you've witnessed this yourself over and over again, being an ordained Christian minister, and that's sort of how your own awakening happened, was witnessing this and just knowing instinctively in your gut that this wasn't right, correct?
Yes, I never made sense to me, even starting as an 8-year-old. God has given me, for good or for bad, a very analytical mind. Anyone who's read my books will, I believe, understand that. I use acrostics as a memory device and teaching tool. And I don't have to think about doing it. My mind just naturally does this. And so as I analyze things as an 8-year-old and thereafter, none of this stuff made sense to me about God, who is love, is going to torture people at all, much less forever. And in my second book, Christianity Without Insanity, and by the way, spiritual insanity and spiritual terrorism are synonymous terms. So, you know, I state specifically that spiritual insanity is the unbiblical, irrational, or illogical belief that God, who is love, is going to torture all non-Christians and the wrong kind of Christians in hellfire forever. Does that make any sense at all, that God, who is love, is going to do that?
Absolutely not.
It certainly didn't to me, and yet that was what I was taught for years and lived in that fear all of my teenage years. And I was terrorized to become, for my 12th birthday, as it loomed on the horizon, because I was taught, as many Protestant churches do, fundamentalists, that the age of, there's age of accountability. Before 12, if you die, you'll go to heaven automatically because you're not accountable for your sins. But age 12, that's the magic age of accountability. So at the stroke of 1201 on your 12th birthday, then you're fully accountable as an adult, and you'll get burned in hell forever for all these sins they're talking about, and even sins of omission, failing to do a good deed. Go to hell for that. And how does a boy or girl, for that matter, go through puberty and never think a sexual or lustful thought? And you go to hell for that, not just having premarital sex, but actually thinking about having premarital sex.
It's totally insane. And when you look at just any religion around, you know, around the world, most of them, or I haven't seen too many that aren't like that, but generally any religion, just to put my two cents in, is taking the focus off yourself, about living from your own heart and yourself, because this physical universe we live in, you manifest what you think, what you say, what you feel manifests literally in this universe. And if everybody really knew that's how powerful they were, this world wouldn't be like that. But they want people focused on other things, on religion. They want people looking outside themselves. They want people focused that's the answer for all their problems and what to go to, what's wrong and right. And they take the focus off themselves. Everyone is equally powerful on this planet with manifesting in this literal matrix that we live in. The law of attraction. You know, these things are real. And when you want and live from the heart and balance and with yourself, that's when, you know, you really spiritually grow and have that connection. And that's just, you know, my take on it. But on a higher level of things, I definitely think that, you know, living spiritually or whatever you want to call it, but just living from the heart and keeping the focus on yourself is really, you know, where everyone should be, because there wouldn't be any of this war and everything else if everyone was really coming from a place from their heart.
Well, either you never were in Christian fundamentalism or you've grown way beyond that, because that's where we need to be, where you apparently are. But fundamentalists are stuck on literalism and legalism, and they just don't seem to get beyond that, because they are threatened with eternal damnation for not believing in eternal damnation. And they're told that you could be a good Christian in every other way. If you don't believe in the eternal punishment, literal hellfire, then you don't believe the Bible. If you don't believe the Bible, then you can't be a Christian. And if you're not a Christian, you can't go to heaven. God's going to burn you in that literal fire forever. So, and they say you must not question God. So questioning the pastor, questioning their interpretation of the Bible, is tantamount to questioning God, which is anathema.
Yeah, and when you look at just what's been happening the last, like, 10 years, with all the priests and the sexual abuse and the kids and, like, the Pope stepping down, all this crazy stuff that's happening, and the denial, and then with the Vatican, with the financial system, it goes so far up on the food chain of what's really going on and why religion and other things are specifically and purposely created, like the financial system and things like that, to have people under control. And that's what it's really about on a higher level of things. And, you know, we always say this on the show, is to read your book, check out your side of the story, see if it resonates with you, and then, you know, do your own research, but definitely do your own research and look into this stuff and just be open to it and see what, you know, is truthful for you, what resonates with you. And the new book you have out, what can people learn, or what are people going to find out by reading the book? What's in the book? What can people expect?
Well, let me share this as a bridge to that with spiritual terrorism. As of today, there are 54 reviews on Amazon.com, and 50 are 5-star ratings. And people are reporting not just liking reading the book, but their lives are being transformed by the book. So in spiritual insanity, then I share stories of people who've emailed me from across the country and around the world, as far as Australia and South Africa and Poland and various countries around the world, and from the east to the west coast, from the Canadian to the southern border of the United States, of people who have been spiritually abused, terrorized, suffering from spiritual insanity, and they're being healed of it. It's a wonderful thing. I can give you an example or two if you want to hear those.
Sure, go into them.
Well, there's a person from Australia, Jay, who emailed me to say that he needed help. And he said his father was a hospice patient. And, of course, I've been a hospice chaplain for over 14 years before my retirement and had a lot of experience with that. So he said, of course, he didn't know that at the time, but he said he needed help. And so I said, what kind of help do you need? He said, well, his father had been a hospice patient. His father died. His father was not a Christian. And everything Jay had heard growing up in a Christian church was that you get burned in hell forever if you're not a Christian. Based on John 14:6, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father by me. That, by the way, is a very unfortunate misunderstanding of that verse, which I can explain later, and have a wonderful explanation of that from a Jewish rabbi. But this fellow, Jay, told me that he became so distraught after his father died, imagining his father being engulfed in flames forever in hell, that he became very depressed and they became dysfunctional, and had to be admitted to a psychiatric hospital. And in the hospital, he told the doctors the source of his dysfunctionality, and they medicated him, gave him some talk therapy, and discharged him with instructions to go home and do deep breathing exercises and meditate. Well, Jonah, what do you meditate when you imagine your father's engulfed in flames forever? Mm-hmm. So he was becoming dysfunctional again, he said, and fearing he would have to be readmitted to the psychiatric hospital. That's when he contacted me. And I said, well, how in the world did you get my contact information from way down under in Australia? He said, well, he was trying to think of words that would describe what he had been so painfully experiencing as he contemplated being readmitted to the psychiatric hospital. And he said two words came to mind. Spiritual terrorism. He Googled those two words, and my website, Healing Spiritual Terrorism, was displayed on his computer screen with contact information. Isn't that incredible? I didn't use the title to be divisive or hurtful, but to be descriptive of what people go through, and that's a perfect example of it, I believe.
Absolutely.
So he got my book. He got the help he needed. He did not need to be hospitalized.
Wow. And what was the other story you had?
Well, there's a woman from South Africa who contacted me to say she needed help. She'd been terrorized as a child growing up and made the decision as a young woman to never have children so as not to place a child at risk of eternal punishment in hell. So she had gotten married, apparently found a man who was willing not to have children. So she's in her mid-40s and said she would die childless because they had stuck to that decision when they're young to never have children. But she was really very depressed. And then she read a book by Bill Weiss called 23 Minutes in Hell. Have you heard of that book?
No.
That's a New York Times bestseller. It really is a horrible book, and I say that not from a literary perspective, but just from a theological perspective, that he makes the case that he said that he had an experience God gave him of literally being in hell for 23 minutes. And hell is just horrible. It's, if not literal fire, it's worse than literal fire. And just horrific. So God gave him the show and tell so he could come back and tell as many people as he could how bad it is so he could save as many people as possible from going to hell. So this person, Alice, read his book, and with that she was even more depressed and was a good candidate for hospitalization. And that's when she contacted me. And by the way, in the meantime, she had also deconverted from the Christian faith and joined an online group called xchristian.net. If anyone doubts the need for my books, they need to Google xchristian.net and read the horror stories that people have who want nothing more to do with Christianity because of the spiritual terrorism that they have experienced. Well, after reading my book, Alice said that she had left that xchristian.net site and is now identifying herself as a Christian universalist.
Wow.
And that's what I am. I am a Christian universalist. I believe that Jesus is God incarnate, but he came to save the whole world. He said where he lifted up from the earth on the cross, he would draw people to himself, which I believe that he will do. And all the other religions of the world, when fire is understood metaphorically in Christianity and in Islam and in the Eastern religions and all minor religions of which I'm aware, when fire is understood metaphorically to symbolize purification, then all major religions and all minor ones, which I'm aware, teach universal salvation. This understanding comes in over a long time of a lot of study and hospice work, people sharing out-of-body death experiences, and there's absolutely no doubt in my mind that the great religions teach universal salvation. So this is my contribution to world peace, not just I hope to bring about harmony in the Christian family and intra-faith dialogue, but also interfaith dialogue with other religions of the world. And even Islam has got such a bad name.
Doctor, if you hold on right there. Sorry to cut you off. We just got to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll pick it up right there. So just hold on 1 second. Here's some more Destiny Lab. We'll be right back. Enjoy.
It's all about reason or design, like Frankenstein. The light is the light. Cannot erase what you'll find. Your perspective seems to be the only evidence. Monkey man, do you think you are intelligent? You neglect to admit your own intentions. Then all deception, interpreting invention.
Today, as scientists announce the discovery of what is being called the Eye of God Nebula, spotted by the Hubble telescope, it appears to resemble a giant human eye. Some say proof that God exists.
Universal Nebula, carry us up.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere. Heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, welcome back to the show. We're joined by Dr. B, as I call him, Dr. Boyd Purcell, who's been on the show before. He's back now with his new book, and you can check out his website, healingspiritualterrorism.com. So we have about 5 minutes left, Dr. B, so tell us about, you were telling us about, actually, before we went to break, about some of the things people could find in the book and the information. So let's just pick up where we left off.
Okay. One thing I wanted to mention that with my new book, Christianity Without Insanity, the subtitle is For Optimal Mental, Emotional, Physical Health. and that's based on 3 John 2, which says, I wish above else that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And I point out that no one can be in optimal mental, emotional, physical health as long as they're living in fear of eternal torment for themselves and or their loved ones. And I've listed the top 10 oxymorons in fear-based Christianity. And I do compare and contrast the difference between fear-based and love-based Christianity. There's a huge different world of difference between the two. I believe in love-based, not the fear-based. And the number one oxymoron, I've listed 10, but the number one is God's infinite mercy and eternal torture. There's just no way those two go together. But fundamentalists don't seem to understand that. So I say this is the spiritually insane, oxymoronic gospel that biblical literalists believe. Tragically, this creates spiritual morons who teach that the unelect, quote, unelect, who die in infancy will be condemned to hell eternally, and unbaptized infants will be forever banished from God's presence. So with the insanity of Christianity, I have the acrostic, insanity. And we have in this the nonsense of God's everlasting love, not lasting, Savior of the world, not saving the world, atonement for all, not atoning for all, never-failing love of God, failing, and infinite mercy of God, not enduring forever. And thwarting God's plan of salvation, in Job 4:42, God's Word says that no plan of God can be thwarted. And yet fundamentalists claim that you can thwart God's plan of salvation to the extent of billions of people being damned to hell forever. It just is all oxymoronic. Spiritual insanity.
And some of the new feedback, I know you've already gotten some for the new book. Tell us just a little feedback you've gotten, because I know when we spoke last, you told us about some people that had read the new book.
Well, it's out rather recently, and I'll read there at least a half a dozen reviews, and all of them, 100% of the reviews are 5 stars. People's lives being transformed by having read the book, some of them having read Spiritual Terrorism first and now following up with this, but both agreeing that both books are excellent. And the thing that's really gratifying is people's lives are being changed, transformed by it. They're not just reading the book and enjoying it, but their lives are being really changed. And I say in my book that Christianity, by the way, the title of the first chapter is Christianity with Insanity. And I say Christianity with Insanity is spiritually life-taking, enslaving, controlling, and deforming. Conversely, Christianity without insanity is spiritually life-giving, freeing, empowering, and transforming.
Excellent. Well, Dr. B, thank you so much for coming on the show again, and with your new book, good luck, and we'll have you back on, I'm sure, in the future to talk about this hot topic, which is damaging so many lives in the world today. So thank you, Dr. B, for coming on, and good luck with your new book.
Thank you, and have a good evening, or good morning, as the case may be. Thanks a lot, John.
Thank you, and here's some more Destiny Lab. We'll be right back.
Spiritual war of the worlds, attack on our souls, and free will puts us at the controls. You hear the knocking, are you forgiven, saved? Your sins forgotten? Are we really simple mortals, or can we rise to a place, paradise that's eternal? Be born again with no sin and no pain. A place of joy and pure love where he reigns as the king of all kings of all kingdoms. The lion roars to the sounds that we're singing. He bobs his head to the rhymes that we're slinging. We worship him, destiny is what we're bringing. Up in the lab, run experiments with test tubes. We're wearing lab coats underneath our monkey suits. We demonstrate imagination's quite a difficult and demonstrate our unique.